we've made it to the end of another week, and today is the 8th of May, Friday the 8th of May, 2020. Our daily Bible readings for today were Psalm 31, 1 through 5, and then verses 15 and 16, Exodus 3, 1 through 12, and Acts 7, 1 through 16. Today, though, I'm going to be paying more attention to Exodus 3, 1 through 12. This text makes me think of probably the greatest quote, one of the greatest quotes that never were. There were a lot of them, but this is probably the greatest quote that never was attributed to John Wesley. And that happens a lot with famous people. I'm not sure how it happens or why it happens, but there are these quotes that get misattributed to people. Like any famous person you can think of that has a lot of quotes, there's probably a quote that was misattributed to them. And we're not really sure where they came from. And it may have been that they said it at some time. It's just they never wrote it down themselves or admitted to it. So, but I hate to break it to you. John Wesley never said, "I set myself on fire and people come to watch me burn," or any version of that, or "set yourself on fire and people will come for miles around to watch you burn." He never said that. There's a guy named Heitzenreiter who is a really, really famous historian of Methodism and John Wesley, and I think a quote I found attributed to him was basically, he said, "You can look through Wesley's published works all you want, and you will never find that quote." So we don't really have any proof. That's not to say maybe he didn't say it, and people heard it, but we've never found any real written record of it, so we don't really know. And it's a shame, because that quote would come in really handy right now, because that is kind of what's going on in the text here. It kind of encapsulates that, and I'll talk more about that. But I want to talk about Moses' words here in Exodus 3, and it says that he saw this burning bush, this blazing bush. It was in the middle of the wilderness, it was blazing, yet it wasn't consumed, and it caught his attention, and he said, "I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned up," and that's Exodus 3:3. And it's in pursuing that sight, turning aside to look at this amazing thing, this unusual thing, this thing that he had never seen before. Nobody had ever seen before. It didn't fit with reason, right? They knew how things worked. If you set a bush on fire, it gets burned and it disappears, right? It goes up into smoke and ash. But this wasn't doing that. And it was pursuing that sight, his curiosity of seeing what this was all about, that actually led him into the presence of God. And he finds out that it was the presence of God that was drawing him to the bush, not the other way around. I don't know if you go camping a lot, or if you've ever seen, you know, like a Coleman lantern, not just like an oil lamp, but like a Coleman lantern that uses gas or propane or something. It's kind of like that. The mantle in itself isn't actually burning. It's already burned up. You put the mantle in and you light it and it just turns to ash, and then you let the gas flow through it, and the presence of the gas burning, glowing, and doing what the gas does makes the mantle glow, and the mantle doesn't get consumed. It just glows because of what's going on around it, because of it's in the presence of this gas. Not saying God is propane. Not saying that at all. But it's kind of like that. You know, it wasn't the bush that was burning. It was the presence of God that the bush was reacting to that was drawing Moses' attention to it. And I think that's probably the image that our misattribution points at. But it gets it wrong, right? I think it's catching the spirit, but kind of getting it wrong. I think that if Wesley had said this quote, he wouldn't have presumed to be setting himself on fire. I believe that John Wesley knew that it was the presence of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit, that drew people to his church, that's what made people turn aside to look. That's what people get interested in the church for. It's the presence of God moving and doing and acting in the church, you know, burning in the church, and yet the church isn't consumed, that makes them turn aside and look to see this miraculous thing, this amazing thing, this thing that is out of the ordinary, that doesn't fit into their normal experience of life and how the world works as they understand it. Which kind of leads to a thought that in today's time, if people aren't turning aside to look at the church, look at this burning bush that we call the church, maybe it's because there's nothing to see. And I'll let you figure out the rest of that for yourself. Anyway, it's Friday. Have a great weekend. We'll still have the daily Bible reading scriptures up on Saturday and Sunday, but I'll see you on Monday. Have a good day.